Joseph's Brothers. First Encounter. When Jacob heard there was wheat in Egypt, he said to his sons, "Why do you stand looking at one another? I've heard there is grain in Egypt, so go down and buy some for us, so that we may stay alive and not die." Joseph's brothers, 10 of them, went down to Egypt to buy wheat. Joseph recognized his brothers, but did not make himself known, and instead said harshly to them, "Where do you come from?" And they answered, "We come from the land of Canaan to buy grain for food." Joseph recognized his brothers, but they did not recognize him. And he remembered the dreams he once had concerning them. He told them, "You are spies, and it is to discover the weak points of the land that you have come." They said, "No, my lord, your servants have come to buy grain for food. We are all sons of the same man. We are honest men. Your servants are not spies." Joseph replied, "No, it is to find out the weak points of the country that you have come." They said, "Your servants are 12 brothers, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. The youngest is today with our father, and the others no more." But Joseph insisted, "It's just as I said, you are spies, and this will be proved. By the life of Pharaoh, you will not leave this place unless your youngest brother comes here. One of you is to go and fetch your brother. The others will be imprisoned while I verify whether you are telling the truth. If not, then as true as Pharaoh lives, you are spies." And so he put them all in prison for 3 days. On the third day, Joseph said to them, "I will help you to save yourselves, for I am a man who fears God. If you are sincere, let one of your brothers remain prisoner in the house of the guard where you now are, and the rest of you take the grain to save your families from famine. Then you will bring back your youngest brother, so the truth of what you say will be proved and your lives spared." They did as they were ordered, and said among themselves, "Alas, we are guilty because of the way we treated our brother when he pleaded with us for mercy. But we didn't listen. That is why this trouble has come upon us." Reuben answered them, "Didn't I tell you not to sin against the boy? But you did not listen, and now we are brought to account for his blood." Now they did not know that Joseph understood them, as there was an interpreter between them. As for Joseph, he withdrew and wept. When he came back, he spoke to them and took Simeon and had him bound and put in prison while they looked on.